to anyone within the United States from one centralized place. Once you're set up with Northstar Bank's Bill Pay, you can easily view and schedule payments in advance to help better manage your money. You can even set up reoccurring payments to save yourself time and sign up for e-bills to view bills electronically with participating merchants. Make paying bills easier by visiting Northstar Bank today and ask about our free online Bill Pay.
Bill Pay is available to online banking customers. Northstar Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
A calendar is more than just a list of dates and events. It tells a story of you or your community. It provides information for people, and it creates a social hub. Did you know that Thumb Office Supply is the largest calendar dealer in the Thumb? Depending on whom you are and what you do, a calendar will have different types of use and significance. Get in on the early bird sale going on now through September 30th at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe. Save on all types of calendars. Hi, this is Angela. Calendars are a map of all the real-time events that take place within you or your business, meetings, seminars, lectures, school events, and much more. Every calendar is different, and at Thumb Office Supply will help you get the right calendar for you or your business. Stop by Thumb Office Supply today at 779 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe, or give us a call at 989-269-8122.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Final score in week number 3 on the WLW Sports Network found Deckerville with by 40 points. That's right, 4-0. Deckerville 46, Morris 6. Dave Hansen, tell us how we got here.
Well, at halftime, it was 30-0 Deckerville. More of the same in the third quarter. Austin Fritsch, 27-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion pass was complete. It was 38-0. Triggered the running clock with 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Gavin Lucas finally broke free for Morris, 35-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion pass failed, 38-6. And then with a minute 58 to go, just a short minute later, Chase Patello, a 28-yard touchdown run. He finds the end zone, and then an Ostrowski two-point run, good, 46-6, and that would be your final.
Dave, we talked about this from start to finish, but complete domination by Deckerville. And talk about a great defense. At halftime, they had allowed 12 yards. Morris ended up on the night with 80 yards, but a lot of that coming off of that one touchdown drive. But when you look at it, Morris, I mean, they had 12 carries for 59 yards from Gavin Lucas, which was all in the late and basically the fourth quarter. Deckerville ended up with 399 yards on the night, 356 yards rushing the ball, three plays passing for 43 yards from Brandon Patello. That's it. Leading the way for Deckerville was Austin Fritsch, 19 carries for 155 yards and two touchdowns. Beyond him was number nine, the quarterback, Brandon Patello, nine carries for 78 yards and one score. Then Brendan Handley, nine carries for 43 yards and a touchdown. Chase Patello, though, jumps in before him with eight carries and 56 yards and one score. And then Wade Saldana, I believe that's
correct.
How you say that, yes. Six carries for 24 yards and one touchdown. Unbelievable offense for Deckerville, even better defense. Brandon Patello, 2 for 3 for 43 yards and one touchdown passing the ball. Receiving those were Wyatt Janowak, who we really didn't even hear his name after the first quarter because they didn't need to go to him.
Right.
They were going to open up the whole playbook.
Well, he plays end. He's a true tight end for this team. He is their passing threat, but when it comes time to run the ball, he lines up on the end, and then they run around him if need be.
For Morris, they were led by Gavin Lucas with 12 carries for 59 yards. The next closest person was Austin Eddington with two carries for 11 yards. Everyone else was in
negatives.
Connor Lucas, four carries, negative 8 yards and a fumble. Luke Binshettle, five carries, negative 4 yards and a fumble. Passing the ball, Binshettle was 1 for 4 for 6 yards. Gavin Lucas, 2 for 5 for 16 yards. And it just goes on from there to there. Deckerville's defense, 17 tackles. On top of that, 4 tackles for a loss. On top of that, 4 sacks for 26 yards, 1 interception, and 2 recovered fumbles, and only 4 penalties for 20 yards.
Well, and 17 tackles, you think, geez, you know, what happened out there? They didn't need to tackle. I mean, Morris had very few – they didn't have any first downs until the fourth quarter when Gavin Lucas took over, and that big drive that led to a touchdown. Outside of that, they had – We're talking 12 yards of offense before that drive. I mean, they had absolutely nothing going until he kind of got them going there in that drive. And keep in mind, this is late in the fourth quarter running clock. No Patello's out there. No Fritsch's out there. So you're seeing some of the younger guys get a chance to get some experience. So that plays an effect of two of that drive. But Deckerville's defense, when the starters were in there, was outstanding tonight, forcing turnovers, allowing very few first downs and yards. The offense was absolutely flawless except for a couple turnovers, which obviously Bill Brown, the perfectionist that he is, isn't going to let that go without being mentioned.
Dave Hansen, final thoughts from this game before we look at other scores?
Well, I can't wait to finish this season. Obviously love to see how the season finishes, but very excited to see this Deckerville team make a playoff run. I'm a true believer now after seeing them that they are going to be a threat to every team that they play. And I don't know who's out there that's going to be really good. They're going to have to be really good to beat this team.
Dave, let's take a look at these scores around the region. Last we heard, of course, Deckerville wins 46-6 over Morris. Other scores going on. Final score, Bad Axe beats Memphis 62-6. Bad Axe on the board with their first score of the night. Cass City, last we heard, was beating Brown City. Chances are they're going to go on to win this one. Cass City 62, Brown City 8. Last we heard in the third quarter, USA was beating Sandusky 41-8, and Vassar and Ubley at half was Ubley was leading 22-21.
Reese just rattled off 4 straight touchdowns in the third quarter to take the lead, 56-24 over Harbor Beach with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
So there you have it. Of course, Peck taking out Kingston at least early on in that game, and we'll keep you updated as we go on through this. So Dave Hansen, looking on to next week and the season for Deckerville, are they reaching for the stars? How far are they going to make it here?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think anybody on their remaining schedule is going to stop them. Something drastic would have to happen. So, obviously, I predict an undefeated season and a home field advantage as far as they can throughout the playoffs. I'm rooting for them to get kicked to the south in the playoffs and hopefully have a semifinal game, a rematch with Battle Creek St. Philip, hopefully in Deckerville this time. And if they can do that, I think they can launch themselves into the final game. Can they win Yes. Are they going to? Yet to be seen. We haven't